Yeah, wow. All right. City Country City is the name of that track. And that is War. That's right. You probably know War from Eric Burdon. After Eric Burdon left the Animals, went with the group called War. But this is pre-Eric Burdon, released back in 1972. And that album is just a great, great album. The World is a Ghetto. And that was actually ranked 449 on Rolling Stone magazine's Top 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. And it is a great album. Perhaps deserves to be even higher than that. There's a couple great hits on that, including Cisco Kid. And the title track, The World is a Ghetto, is pretty hip too. So that's how we're going to start out the show, with a little bit of soul. And we're going to continue on with some more soul-infused jazz music, let's say. And let's continue on right now. This one is a new one from Wayne Escoffrey, and it's entitled New Soul. We'll be right back. All right. Yes, that is Noah Behrman from his album Soul Force. And Noah Behrman is a great talent. Kind of was off my radar for a long time, but we saw him at a concert in Wesleyan University a few months back and blew my mind as a fantastic composer and arranger, as well as a great piano player as well. So on that album was Noah Behrman on piano, Steve Wilson on alto, Claire Daly on baritone. Let's see, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax. You heard Wayne Escoffrey in the first cut of that set as well. Also, Jimmy Green playing flute. Let's see, who else is on that? Amanda Monaco on guitar, Robin Eubanks on trombone, and Vinny Spiraza on drums. A great, great lineup. Some of them local musicians from the Central Connecticut area, and others some great musicians who you, I'm sure you've heard of elsewhere. So that's great. Soul Force, Noah Behrman. And Noah's going to be featured as one of the artists in a compilation I'm putting together for our Radiothon coming up real soon here on WHUS. I'll talk more about that later. But if you want to jump on Radiothon, see where you can see what it's all about and take a look at this CD I'm talking about. It's called Private Tracks. Head over to my website, www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll be able to check that out. Check out all the tracks that we're playing tonight, actually. And also you have a chance to subscribe to our podcast. So make sure you do that. Come over to jazzandbeyond.com. All right, we're going to play some more Noah Behrman, this one in a trio setting. You can really hear his great piano chops on this. This is an album, I think it's his latest release under his own name, Noah Behrman. It's a trio album. It's called Bliss. We're going to hear a track called Tastes Like Cheddar. We'll be right back. Playdate is the name of the group, and that is a group that consists of Noah Behrman on piano, Amanda Monaco on guitar, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Henry Lugo laying it down on the bass, doing a fine job there, Vinny Spiraza on drums. And before that, we heard from the Noah Behrman Trio. And that is Noah on piano, Henry Lugo on bass, and Vinny Spiraza on drums. The name of that track was Tastes Like Cheddar. And let's see, the name. I didn't mention the name of the track on the last track you heard from Playdate. That one's called Remember the Goldfish. I happened to see a DVD on the life of Charles Mingus. It was a great DVD. And so that, of course, I wanted to cue up a Mingus track for tonight's show. So we're going to hear one from Mingus Ah-Um. We're going to hear Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you. That was Charlie Mingus from the classic album Mingus and you heard Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Charlie Mingus, just besides being a great bass player, just an incredible composer and arranger. I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about WHUS's Radiothon. WHUS FM is the broadcast home of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Without this great listener-supported radio station, this show and podcast would not be possible. Several times throughout the year, I must reapply to keep this show on the station's schedule. One of the ways that WHUS management measures listener support for jazz programming is the result of this show's Radiothon drive. Your support helps to keep this show and podcast on the air. If you feel that there is a value to all my efforts that bring to you this great jazz music each and every week, you can show your support by helping me meet my fundraising goals. As a thank you gift for your donation of $25 or more, you will be able to download a compilation I am putting together called Private Tracks Volume 2. This is a collection of tracks that have been donated by artists you have heard on this show. These tracks are live recordings, outtakes from CDs, or just recorded tracks that were never published or distributed. Volume 1 was a very successful premium last year, and Volume 2 is a completely new collection of music. You can find out more about Private Tracks Volume 2, and you can make your donation to the WHUS Radiothon by coming to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. Please show your support for WHUS, jazz radio programming, and this podcast. Thank you in advance for your support. And now let's get back to this week's podcast.
All right, we're going to finish off tonight's show, abbreviated show tonight. We're going to finish up tonight's show with Stan Getz from his album, one of his last albums that he was to release. Its name of the album is Captain Marvel. We're going to hear a track called Times Lie. And this one features a great, great lineup of Stan Getz on tenor sax, Chick Corea on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and the great Tony Williams on drums. So let's hear that. And good night, folks. Catch you next week. Thank you.